My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. Boy, that was putting me a little bit of a heart attack there as I couldn't get anything on. I mean, I had it on for my testing earlier, and then it all just kind of went to, you know, where. Anyway, so I had to just completely redo everything on the fly there. So sorry, a few seconds late getting on the air. But welcome to Wednesday's Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast on this February 21st, 2024. Got quite a few stories this morning. No major stories, but quite a few that I added up to make a pretty full show here today. Our lead story today is a guest could face 10 years in prison. Also today, we got a new cancellation policy from Princess. We've got MSC Cruises adds flexibility when booking future cruises on a ship. Free Wi-Fi in the Bahamas. Carnival ups back-to-back procedures. American Queen closes its doors, and Aida Diva to San Francisco. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock today. All right, today, folks, is National Sticky Bun Day. I'm okay with that. I enjoy a sticky bun at breakfast on occasions. If I'm on a cruise, let's say I'm on a 7-day cruise, I may have sticky buns twice during the week. I don't do it every day. But yeah, I enjoy that. Or a good cinnamon roll. Yeah, they'll put them in the same category. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Podchaser, Apple Podcast, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Anytime you're listening to the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed, there's always a link in the description of the podcast so you can do just that. I was trying to get a nice little clip up about a Juno, and I was having trouble getting it to load. That might have been how I screwed up the proceedings today. So maybe we'll get that up for tomorrow. Of course, that's has to do with our August 14th Grand Princess cruise from Vancouver to Anchorage. Looking forward to that. Yesterday, we had an update on the Skagway situation. While it's not a guarantee, it's definitely looking better. And my friend Rochelle, you know, she's on this like 33-day Asian cruise. She's in Vietnam. She went to Vung Tau, Vietnam, and the day before that in Saigon. This is in Vung Tau. And that's Rochelle in some kind of a shop, it looks like. She always finds interesting things to photograph, usually religious oriented, as that's her thing. And then in Saigon, you had a mixture of old Saigon the way it was back during the wars, the Buddhist influence, and of course today it's a major city, major metropolitan area, modern. And that of course is Rochelle in another shop. All right, the top story today, folks, comes from Carnival. Boy, they've been on a roll with top stories here recently, and they've all been different. A man has pleaded guilty to charges of assault, leading to serious bodily injury of a fellow cruise ship guest last year. The incident occurred on October 20th when the Carnival Magic was sailing off the coast of Nantucket on a Canada-New England voyage. According to court documents, the gentleman, whose last name is Truman, was loud and disruptive during a theater performance. He was asked to stop twice by a fellow audience member, but refused. When the passenger went to seek help from a member of the crew, he was attacked by Mr. Truman. Truman plunged a cocktail glass into the victim's face. He then struck him several times. It caused significant cuts that required stitches. During the investigation, Truman claimed he was acting in self-defense. Federal charges were filed in December. Although he pleaded guilty, Truman could face up to 10 years in prison. He's due to be sentenced on August 29th. Following the alleged attack, Truman was confined to a stateroom for the remainder of the voyage and then banned for life by Carnival. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And the next story on today's agenda comes from Princess, effective with new bookings made on or after March the 4th. Princess Cruise cancellation fee policy will shift to 30 days prior to the sale date, as the current policy of 14 days prior to the sale date will be discontinued. All existing bookings will follow the outgoing policy. This change simplifies Princess policy, as there will only be two cancellation schedules. It's important to note that voyages of 5 days or less will now have a final payment due date of 90 days rather than 75 days prior to the sale. Princess Cruises' new cancellation policy for cruises 1 to 24 days, 90 days or more, no cancellation fee, 75 to 89 before the cruise, 25%. 61 to 74 days before the cruise, 50%. 31 to 60 days before the cruise, 75%. Within 30 days, 100%. Princess Cruises' new cancellation policy for cruises of 25 days or longer, 120 days or more, no cancellation fee. 113 to 119 days before the cruise, deposit or 30% of the fare. 61 to 112 days before, 50% of the fare. Within 60 days, 100%. All right. The next story this morning comes from MSC, the world's fastest growing cruise line, has added an open booking program for guests who want to put a deposit down on a future cruise while on a cruise. MSC's new open book program will work like this. If you're on a current cruise, you can pay $100 reduced deposit for a future cruise. You no longer have to commit to a ship, itinerary, or sailing when putting down the deposit. So in other words, you can put it down on anything. Guests will have 1 year to apply the deposit down on a new cruise. If they do it within 60 days of paying the deposit, you get $200 in onboard credit. So you're getting $200 back for the $100 deposit. For those who bank within 1 year, you'll receive $100 for the $100 deposit. Pretty good deal, folks. Pretty good deal. When I'm on MSC now, I'm going to have to look at that. Because, you know, a couple $100 on a cruise, I mean, that would knock out my Wi-Fi or a good bit of a drinks package. So, yeah, I kind of like that. All right. A popular Nassau cruise port is undergoing some smart upgrades over the next few months to deliver a better, more connected experience for cruise passengers. Expected to begin during the second quarter of this year, cruise passengers will get to enjoy free high-speed internet during the port calls in Nassau. Already one of the most popular cruise destinations, Nassau has set its sights on becoming the center of innovation for the Caribbean in recent years. The next step in its plan is to improve technology on the island, something which tourism officials are eagerly investing in. As one of the many projects stemming from the competition called Innovate 242, which is designed to bring entrepreneurs, researchers, and business leaders together to solve tech-related challenges in the Bahamas, Nassau will be outfitted with high-speed Wi-Fi for guests to use throughout the port as a smart city pilot. The installation began in February with plans to have Wi-Fi available at the cruise port at some point during the second quarter. The service will be free and is expected to extend as far west as Arawak Key and as far east as Sir Sydney Poitier Bridge. According to Nassau officials, the Wi-Fi installation will be a win-win. The local tourism sector will be able to collect data from the roughly 12,000 cruise guests that visit each day to better market to them while also improving their experience in the port. Of course, visitors get to use Wi-Fi for free. So, and I did notice that, you know, when I was there a couple of weeks ago, I was actually getting a very weak 5G signal, which didn't work very well. So that will be a nice benefit to anybody going to Nassau. All right, Carnival is changing how guests sailing back-to-back are handled with respect to perks offered for these very special, very loyal passengers. The updates are being implemented fleet-wide during the week of February 19th and will give travelers more flexibility for enjoying the benefits. Frequent cruise travelers delight in back-to-back cruises, the type of extended vacation that involves two consecutive sailings on the same ship. I've done that quite often. I've done it on threes and fours, fours and fives, and two sevens. You can do it on any combination of things as the schedule falls, and many cruise lines offer specific deals for that. These unique cruise arrangements often come with a variety of benefits for the guests, including priority boarding for the second sailing, guests in their stateroom, and other special acknowledgments. Previously, all back-to-back guests would debark the vessel at the end of the first sailing, process quickly through U.S. immigration as required, and then return on board to receive their new ship ID cards and stateroom keys. Depending on the home port and the number of passengers, it may be possible that customs and immigration agents come on board for the processing of guests so they do not need to debark. After reboarding the ship, there would be a group photo taken as a commemorative gift, and the travelers could raise a glass of champagne or orange juice to their unique adventure. Now, this is the new thing for back-to-back passengers. They'll all still need to debark the ship or otherwise present themselves to immigration processing, and will receive their new shipboard cards upon reboarding. But instead of a group photo and drinks, individual travelers will receive a coupon for a complimentary beverage and another for a complimentary photo on the first evening of the cruise. That obviously, folks, gives you much more flexibility. For instance, I don't care for champagne. So if you're going to give me a glass of champagne, I'm going to go, yeah, no, thank you. But if you give me a coupon, then maybe I could go have a bourbon and really enjoy that as something special for doing a back-to-back. It's a good move, Carnival. Recent back-to-back passengers have reported the process already has taken place on some Carnival ships. Likely the new process was tested and refined. Now the new back-to-back procedures are being rolled out fleet-wide. A good move, Carnival. I'm all in favor of that. This is really a sad story. We had the lead up to it last week. Yesterday at 5 p.m. Indiana time, American Cruise Steamboat Company, which operates under the travel brand American Queen Voyages, AQV, officially ceased operations. In an internal letter, all employees and crew were notified that their contracts were permanently terminated, citing unfortunate business circumstances and an inability to obtain sufficient capital at a commercially reasonable rate to continue operations. All scheduled voyages have been canceled. AQV's message stated American Queen Voyages has made the difficult decision to shut down, and all future cruises have been canceled. Guests and customers should expect a full refund for the canceled cruises. In January, AQV canceled all scheduled February sailings with a planned restart of operation in March. Before that, all major travel agencies stopped offering AQV cruises. AQV operated a fleet of traditional paddle wheelers, as well as smaller size expedition cruise vessels. There is a logical possibility AQV's business could be acquired by American Cruise Line, the USA's largest cruise and cruise tour operator, with a fleet of all American crewed and U.S. flagged vessels. And finally today, folks, the AIDA Diva You know, we've talked about them several times this week. But the AIDA Diva will be the first AIDA cruise ship to visit the U.S. West Coast when it heads to the region as part of the inaugural World Cruise. Bookings have opened for a 128-day voyage, the longest around-the-world sailing in AIDA's history, which runs November 10th, 2025 to March 18th, 2026, and is priced starting at 17,495 euros per person. The cruise begins in Hamburg and brings passengers to four continents and 28 countries. There are more ports of call on offer than ever before. It's 53, as a matter of fact. And with the Panama Canal, San Francisco, and the U.S. and Japan are three of the major highlights. Congratulations to AIDA. Of course, the AIDA Diva is one of the vessels that's going to be going in for a massive dry dock and improving and modernizing the ship. So, good luck to AIDA and their efforts going forward. All right. That's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's see who is over in the chat room today. Hot Air Tom is here. So is Laura. Hi, Laura. Mike's with us. Steve's here from Kentucky. Is anyone seeing the live feed? I am now. Yeah, Mike, that was totally an error on my part. I couldn't get everything rebooted back in time to get it on time. Yes, that one wraps up to me. But at least the audio's better. And Joanne's with us. Hi, Joanne. Katie's here. Happy over the hump day. Yes, it is. Tomorrow we're going to have, as far as I know, heard from the PR lady, but we'll have a guest tomorrow from the Galapagos Islands. And then I get to go visit the pulmonologist on Friday afternoon. We'll be doing the show on time. This is one of the biggies, folks. You know, this is almost as big as me going to see the oncologist. So, anyway, we'll see if they do anything about my breathing yet. Mike says audio and video excellent. Thanks, Mike. Katie's watching during her lunch. Sorry that if that gives you indigestion. I mean, I realize that's a possibility. There's Dennis. Dennis, where have you been? I haven't seen you for a couple of days. Did he have the drinks package? Yeah, I probably did. Hit the like button, Joanne says. I appreciate that, Joanne. Thank you. Passenger demographic died off. Yeah, no, that's not quite true. Dennis has been team replay. Well, I kind of figured that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. As Joanne says, smash that thumbs up button. That helps me out a bunch. If you have not done so, please take this as my invitation to subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. Continues us on our growth as we're heading for 10,000 subscribers by Tuesday. Wouldn't that be nice? So, Hot Air Tom's getting ready to go on a cruise, and Cindy's going with him this time. They're going to be on the they're going to be on a Norwegian ship, whichever one it is. I don't know. I can't keep up with him anymore. So, I know he went crazy booking the hotels for us in Europe. So, that kept him out of trouble yesterday, booking those hotels. I'm more than happy for him to do that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. As always, Thanks for being here. Stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully, one day soon, we'll be like Rochelle and maybe cruise in Asia and other places like Sri Lanka. Who knows? I'll see everybody back here, same time, same channel, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. And I'll try to get on time for once. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for being here.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.